Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone as we continue our journey together. Tavshin Pei He, 2025, Erev Pesach, the time of Geula, the time of salvation, the time of Zman Cherusenu. We're almost there. Not only are we almost there, we're already in it, as we're going to say in the Haggadah, Yachol Mirosh Chodesh, that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, from already 10 days ago, it already began. Nisan, which is Malashan Nes, the miracles for the Jewish people. This is the month of Nisim, the month of miracles for Klal Yisrael as a whole, for each and every one of us. I want to dedicate again this year for Bar Avram Ben Julia, one of the hostages, and in honor of all the hostages, for the schus of all the hostages, for Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael. We're going to continue to daven. We're going to continue to learn b'schusam. I actually saw a video today. I usually don't like to look at these videos. There was a video that was actually posted about Bar Avram, that he was talking there, that he and another hostage. It was very heavy. I just saw it again before Shir. One of the things they say is in the time of the Holocaust, they say that the tzaddikim and different people wouldn't even look at the news, and they wouldn't look at what's going on. Why? Because if you can't do anything about it, then what's the point to look? Just to look and to see what's going on. So we have to be very careful when we hear news and we see things, because just to see something and not do something about it is very, very, that's not good. It's not a good training for us to be exposed to things that happen. And it makes us, the Ramchal talks about it, that's really a little bit late sunnis. It makes us not so sensitive. So I bedafka said to myself, if I'm going to watch the video, I then want to give shir right away to take seeing someone who is in the dark, in the most we can't imagine, but we're all together. Klal Yisrael is with Bar Avram, with all the soldiers, with all the hostages, with all of Klal Yisrael. That's what Nisan is about, like we spoke about yesterday, Avram Avinu, about thinking of another Yid, thinking of another Jew. That's what we are. That's what a Yid is about thinking about somebody else. Leila Atzmai Nivra Ha'adam El Ha'ila Achrini, as the son of the Nefesh Chaim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, said over, that's why we're here on this world. We're here in this world to help each other, to help another Jew. So with that in mind, this year is dedicated for his and all of the hostages. And we can believe in miracles. We could believe, especially in the month of Nisan, that there will be miracles for Klal Yisrael, Be'ezus Hashem. So let's begin with Hilchos Lashon Hara, a negative facial expression, especially nowadays that we are amongst our family and we're amongst other people, to roll our eyes, to smirk, to wink in a negative manner. It's one of the things that's brought down in another place in Purity of Speech. We're on day 25, page 72. Is that when people are talking Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom, if we find ourselves where people are talking Lashon Hara, this is a different halacha, but just it reminds me not to, you don't have to smile and nod your head. You could look away, and to just be careful that Lashon Hara is not only words. It's our facial expressions. I think that's very important, and that's difficult. It's very difficult for a person, for all of us, but it's a halacha. The halacha is to be very careful and to be aware, as the Purity of Speech brings over here, that a person could be over Lashon Hara without even saying a word, by turning one's nose up, winking. Two examples, you're talking on the phone with somebody and you smirk to your friend in regard to your phone. In the midst of listening to a speech, you wink to your friend in reference to the speaker. These facial expressions, if they are performed in a negative fashion, they are Lashon Hara. Let us be zocha, as we're sitting with our family, as we're sitting with people, as we're to be extra, extra, extra sensitive. Hashem should help us all to be sensitive to our surroundings, not to be makabel any lashon hara, not to say any lashon hara, us and all the Jewish people. Amen. Okay, I want to share a very deep concept, a concept that is, I just saw this today. I learned this today and I was blown away by this. It's from the Haggadah Shel Pesach of Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter. It's called Magid Devarav. It's a, I think I got it as a gift. Yes, I got it at a gift. Ooh, I'm actually looking inside. It's actually Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter's his Haggadah. I remember I got this from one of the Gabayim 5 years ago. It was on Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter's table, and I think I was looking at it, and I asked. It was when I went to see him. He's a big, big tzaddik, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter, and it said his name, so I asked, whatever. I think they gave it to me as a gift. So it's even deeper now as I'm sharing. Oh, I have this actually. I said I went to ask an etzah to Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter, and they gave me this as a present. I realized it was his Haggadah, and he asked if I couldn't have it, and he said I can. So I'm reading from the Tzaddik's Haggadah himself, his Haggadah, and this is the pshat I want to share with all of you, with all of us, to myself as well. It's about emuna. It's about tefillah. It's about our relationship with Hashem, as I'm going to share. It's on page Nun Ches. And it begins like this. It talks about Yosef HaTzadik. I'll try and be clear. There are two midrashim about Yosef HaTzadik. And the Tzadik says like this. Here we go. Vayar Adonav ki Hashem ito. Yosef HaTzadik, the master, Eishes Potiphar, the when Yosef was with this crazy Potiphar in his house, it says, his master saw ki Hashem ito. And the Medrash says, is a Medrash Rabbah, Amar Rabba Avin Alevi Rabbi Yosef, that what? Mevarech hoya l'Akadosh Baruch Hu al kol davar v'davar shoya oisa u'matzliach. Yosef HaTzadik was every little thing that happened, and this is so, so important for all of us, and it's a high madriga, but we could start with the little things. His master saw that he was talking in his mouth, his master said, who are you talking to? And he says, I'm talking to Hashem. I'm talking to Hashem. I'm thanking Hashem. I'm constantly talking to Hashem. That's one medrash. So everything that Yosef did, now imagine, as we're going to see in a second, where Yosef is and how difficult, but he spoke to Hashem. Hashem, help me. Hashem, help me. Hashem, thank you. Hashem, thank you. Just by answering Baruch Hashem is not just about saying Baruch Hashem. It's about saying, okay, it's from Hashem. Everything's from Hashem. And now and there's another Medrash. And the Medrash says the same thing. Vayar Odono Adonav, Yosef's master, saw that Hashem ito, v'chi Potiphar Rasha, ha'yaroyash HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo. Potiphar the Rasha could see that Hashem is with him. What does that mean? Ki Hashem ito. As Rashi says, the shame Shemayim is Shagura, the piv of Yosef HaTzadik, the name of Hashem was always on Yosef's mouth. He would come and serve his master. And listen to what Yosef would say. Rabbein Ha'olam, Atahu Petruni, Atahu Petruni. You are my everything. You take care of me. I want to serve my master Potiphar properly. And Potiphar would say to him, Mata Malachish, who are you talking to? Maybe you're doing magic. What are you doing? And Yosef HaTzadik says, lo, I'm davening that Hashem should make you like me. Lefichach ksiv, that's what Yosef says. I'm davening that I should be matzachain in your eyes. And that's what the pshat is. Vayar odona adonav ki Hashem ito. That the master saw that chol asher hu oseh Hashem matzich biyado. That what happened? Yosef HaTzadik was able to draw in from Hashem constantly. Hashem's with me, Hashem's with me. Listen to what the tzaddik says. Hava v'nizboinid b'matzavah shel Yosef HaTzadik. Look at his situation. Chacham Mechucham, Ben Melech. He's Yosef HaTzadik, son of a Melech, son of Yaakov Avinu. Yosef HaTzadik, grandson of Yitzchak, great-grandson of Avram. Yosef HaTzadik, a Melech. Va'asalei Ksoinus Pasim. He had a Ksoinus Pasim to show that he was greater than all of his brothers. It was like the big day kuhuna, like the Kohen Gadol. And what happened? Where does he find himself? Hu nafal me'igra rama labira amikta. He goes from the highest of high, hanging out with Yaakov Avinu. Mamish, could you imagine? Like Rav Huttner says, in our generation, we're going to be able to go on the highest level and fall to the lowest level. Sometimes we find ourselves in the in the lowest of the low. Yosef HaTzadik was in a bar. We all know that he was in a bar. Why does the Torah have to tell us he's in a bar? Why do we have to know he's in a pit? Because it's trying to tell us, here is the king, Yosef HaTzadik, Ksoinus Pasim, the son of Yaakov Avinu, the Melech. Yosef was a Melech. And here he's hanging out with Ashes Potiphar, hanging out with Potiphar in Mitzrayim. Al Yedei Mi, and who sent him there? Al Yedei Achiv, Shiftei Ka. He was thrown out from his brothers. Vahare Hu Tsar Kasha Kafal Umechupal. What am I doing here? What am I doing here? How did I get here? V'nigzral of Gzeira Kasha V'ra Kazois. And he had this terrible Gzeira Lios Eved U'mesharis V'beis Rasho Marshas. Here, what am I doing? I'm serving food for these Rishayim. And what happens? Em Kol Zois Liboi Tamim Haya Lelokov Shalei Nimtza Kamoisoi. We can't imagine. Yosef HaTzadik is sitting there saying, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And he would talk to Hashem. He talked to Hashem about all the little things that, this is good. This is working for me. All the stupid things that he's dealing with Potiphar. That's what he says. Ba'avodasai hashvela. Instead, I'm supposed to be with my father learning Torah. I'm supposed to be with my brothers. I'm not supposed to be in Mitzrayim. I'm not supposed to be where I am. But he's mevarech u'mahalal al kol davar. He's praising Hashem on all of this. Ad, unto the point that even Potiphar Rasha understood. He understood. And he said, whoa, there's something special about this guy. I want him to run my house. Zakta Tzadik, may Igra Rama Kazois, from this big top of the roof, Labira Amikta, to the lowest pit, to thank Hashem on all of these silly, silly things, right? I'm trying to think of an example, right? Imagine a person learning with Reb Chaim Kanievsky and having Chavrus Hashaf with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Imagine a person having the experience to be in Eretz Yisrael, to be listening to Shiurim from Tzadikim, to be in yeshiva learning, being in the Beth, and then he finds himself, one finds himself dealing with peeling potatoes in their kitchen, carrots, sweeping the floor, driving your little brother around, I don't know, carrying packages in the store, going shopping, obviously, right? I'm thinking of Bar Avram Ben Julia, being in the lowest of the low, in a tunnel in Hamas, Hashem Yerachem, from a person being on the highest of high down to lowest of low, and then what, doing what over there? Saying, Hashem, you are the same Hashem up top, you're the same Hashem below. Im esek shamayim sham ota. If I'm in the heavens, you're there. If I'm having the greatest day of my life, Hashem, you're with me. Va'atzia sh'ol hineka. And if I'm in the grave, I'm in the lowest of the low, you're with me also. Hashem, you're with me. You're with me. Hoid v'hadar teshave olav. Whether I'm doing great, we spoke about this the other day. Whether I'm connected to you, we spoke about this in the Rashi of Vayikra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls me and he wants me, whether I'm having a good day, whether I'm having a bad day, whether I'm davening well, I'm not davening well, where I'm learning well, I'm not learning well, whether I'm going through a difficult time, Hashem, I'm going to try and connect myself to you. There's a mamish, like David HaMelech says, gam ki elech begeitz amavis lo yira ra ki atoima di pashup shat. Even if I'm in the lowest place, Hashem, I'm going to bring you with me over there. I'm going to bring you with me. I'm going to say, Hashem, I need your help. Hashem, I've done this wrong. Hashem, I want to be better. Hashem, I want to daven better. I want to learn better. I want to love my mother more. I want to love my father more. I want to be a more erlich yid. I want to learn more Torah. I want to do tshuva. I want to be able to relax more. I want to, whatever it might be. I want to get rid of my anxiety. I want to heal. Whatever it might be, wherever you are. You go into the store, I want to find the right shoes to buy. People think that's mundane. No, that's tzidkus. That's the tzaddik. The tzaddik, when they're going shopping, says, Hashem, you know, help me when I'm driving. When I'm driving, I want to be able to drive safe. I want to be shomer my einayim. I want to drive nicely. I want to be able to walk and be good to people wherever I am, to say good morning, to say good afternoon, whatever it might be. I want to be good. I want things to work out when I'm going shopping, when I'm cleaning, when I'm doing whatever it might be, to bring Hashem there. Now listen to what the tzaddik says. He says, Zu hakadama v'hachana ru'uya l'galus Mitzrayim. This was a hachana for Yetzias Mitzrayim. She Yaakov ubanav yardu Mitzrayim. Yaakov and his children went down to Mitzrayim. They went down to Mitzrayim. Who went to Mitzrayim first? Yosef. Why? Eich tzrichem leiroz kasher nimtzayim begalus. It's teaching us how to live in galus. Bematzav kasher noirav ayayim. Ad heichem tzrichem lechols tamid b'Hashem Yisbarach. It's a lesson, my sa'ava simen labanim, for us in 2025, Tav Shin Pei Hei, thousands of years later, us again, we're cleaning, we're preparing for Pesach, to have a geula. You know what the greatest geula is? The greatest geula is for a person to bring Hashem into his or her life. That is geula. Geula is, they say, galus is without the aleph. Geula, to be gala, gala is to be in galus. Geula, all you do is put the aleph in. What's the difference between galus and geula? Is just the aleph. What does aleph represent? Aleph represents Hashem. The aleph, the number one. Aleph is one. Alufa shalaylam, the master of the world, the champion of the world, Hashem. The difference between galus and geula is I'm in the same kitchen. I'm in the same shopping mall. I'm in the same house. I'm talking to the same person. How could it be from galus to geula? Bring Hashem in. You bring Hashem in, you just made a geula. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's what Pesach is all about. That's what we're doing. That's why we go home. That's why we have to roll up our sleeves. Why can't we just enter just like sukkahs? Sukkahs, we just, okay, you buy your you put up the sukkah and you put, okay, everything needs preparation. Shavuos, okay, Shavuos is actually 49 days. That's a different conversation. It's a different preparation. Pesach is the only time everyone's going. Where's this guy going? They're driving down. People are driving to Florida. They're preparing. They're setting up. They're cooking. They're cleaning. They're in this. Well, so much preparation. For what? So much preparation. So much preparation. For what? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing all of this? We're doing all of this because it's teaching us. It's screaming to us. It's screaming to us to say, you can have a geula also. And the greatest geula is bring Hashem in. Bring Hashem in. Hashem is with you. Hashem took you out and he's going to take you out. He took you out, he's going to take you out. Bring him in. Bring him in and he'll take you out. Bring him in. That's the way to get out. Ubevada yoshienu Hashem Elokeinu, like we say in Slichas, Mi sha'ana liyosef. And I saw this unbelievable by Avram ben Julia. Mi sha'ana liyosef, and all the hostages, bebeis ha'asurim, hu ya'anenu. just like Yosef was taken out of jail. Unbelievable. Not only was he taken out of jail, he was made into the most powerful person in the world. He was made into the Mechalkel, all of Mitzrayim, the entire world. He was the most powerful. He went from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high, just like the Yidden, just like the Jewish people. They went from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high. They were the Avadim, Avadim Hayinu LeParo b'Mitzrayim. We were slaves to Paro, and Hashem took us out. He took us out, and He will take us out. He's going to continue to take Klal Yisrael as a whole. It's not about Trump. It's not about the news. It's not about current events. It's not about Iran. It's not about all the things that we think and this and this. It's all puppets. We all know this. It's the emunah. It's bringing Hashem. Hashem is going to take us out. It's that emunah. And you know what? It's not, that's a Klaliyistika point. That's like macro. That's like Iran and Trump and the hostages and all macro. Of course, there's the Yid who needs to be taken out of Gullus, out of Mitzrayim. There's no question about it. But this is I think the Nakuda. It's bringing Hashem into your little tiny, quote unquote, stupid challenge. Quote unquote. It's a paradox what I'm saying, because there is no stupid challenge. But I'm saying the Yetzirah makes us think that it's a stupid challenge. There is no stupid challenge. Every challenge, every little tiny thing, is so big. Every little, you're making a cake in the kitchen. I don't know why that hit fell in my head. You're cooking in the kitchen with your sibling. And you're something's difficult, or your mother says something, or your brother says something, or you're cleaning up and someone says something to you, you're driving somewhere and something happened, and you bring Hashem. That's Hashem. Hashem, you're with me here. Hashem, help me make a better cake. Hashem, make me clean up better. Hashem, make me drive well. Hashem, bring Hashem into our lives. Bring Hashem in. And you know, we could daven. It's like Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. We daven that we're able to daven. That's why we say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Right before we daven that we, Hashem, help me be able to daven. Hashem, help us be able to bring you into everything. Vani kirvas elokim li toiv. Kirvas elokim, right? What do they say? If a genie came to you and said you have one wish, what would you ask for? He'd ask for a million wishes. That doesn't count, right? They say, ah, but you can't do that. It's the same exact thing. Hashem, you know what I want? I want to be close to you. Hashem, I want the greatest tefillah we could ask Hashem, the greatest geula we could say is, Hashem, I want you to be with me and all the things that I go through, whether it's good, whether it's seemingly bad, whether it's holy, quote unquote, it feels like it's heilig, or whether it's the most mundane, silly thing, like Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik teaches us this. The tzaddik teaches us. The tzaddikim teach us. I mamish read this from, this is not my own pshat. I'm not making up something new. This is not something that is a chiddush. This is from the tzaddikim, and that's all we can follow. Who else are we following, right? Why are you following the crowd when the crowd is lost? So who are you following? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Who am I following? Let us follow the ways of the tzaddikim, how to have a geula, how to connect to Pesach, how to connect to the Rabbanu Shalom. And through that, we'll all be zoicha to see the Yeshuas and Nechamas for us and for all the Jewish people.